This is the VOA Special English Education Report. More than 300 secondary school students competed in the 38th International Physics Olympiad last month in Iran. They came from 73 countries, including the United States. Students from China had the top results. 4 gold medals and 1 silver. Russia was second with 3 gold, 1 silver, and 1 honorable mention. Next came the United States and South Korea. Each team brought home 2 gold medals and 3 silver medals. And the teams from Iran and Japan had 2 gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze medal each. The 10-day Olympiad took place in the ancient city of Isfahan. There were written examinations and laboratory experiments as well as discussion meetings. And there was news of the death in Isfahan of the president of the International Physics Olympiad. Valdemar Gorskovsky was 67 years old. The Iranian Student News Agency said he died of a heart attack. He led the Olympiad for many years. The physics competition is one of the international science Olympiads held around the world. The American Association of Physics Teachers and the American Institute of Physics choose members of the United States team. Physics teachers across the country nominate students, and committees choose about 200 of them. The students take additional tests to choose the 24 members of the team. In May, the members attend the United States Physics Team Training Camp at the University of Maryland. They go through 9 days of intensive studying, testing, and problem-solving. At the end of the camp, 5 members of the team are chosen to travel to the Olympiad. The 5 this year were Kenan Diab of Ohio, Rui Hu of Delaware, Jenny Kwan from California, Jason LaRue of Florida, and Haofei Wei from Oklahoma. All 5 won medals. The first International Physics Olympiad took place in Warsaw, Poland in 1967. Until the early 1980s, it was held only in the former communist countries of Eastern Europe. The United States organized a team for the first time in 1986. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report, written by Nancy Steinbach. To learn about the American education system, go to voaspecialenglish.com, where you can find transcripts and archives of our reports. I'm Steve Ember.